What a wonderful piece of music by Carl Maria von Weber, his Clarinet Concerto No. 1, the soloist there, Sabina Meyer. But you can both see and hear a performance of that magnificent clarinet concerto if you attend the opening concert of the Huronia Symphony. It's October 27th at Collier Street United Church in Barrie. And my guest today, Oliver Balaberski, is the artistic director and conductor of the Huronia Symphony. And I understand this is your 10th year with the symphony.
Yes, we somehow came up with that number, right? You reminded me. I haven't thought about that, but yeah, it's the 10th season, yeah. Yes.
Well, you began in 2010. A little bit of Oliver's background, Macedonian-born. You emigrated to Canada to seek some greater opportunities, spent a long time at Harthouse, completed a master's degree, and then with Huronia since 2010, and a few other, the Rose Orchestra, I know, and a few other things. You're busy, busy, busy. But focusing now on this concert, first of all, and then we'll talk about the rest of the program for the entire year. You have the Weber, you have a Debussy Saraband, a great arrangement by Ravel. Talk about that piece.
Well, that's originally a piano piece, and but just... to have that as a very subtle transition to the concerto. When I create the program, I'm thinking about how that piece will play in the program itself. It's not just the piece as a unity, mm-hmm. right? So that piece fitted perfectly between Molitva Mi from Gotze Kolarovsky and the clarinet concerto.
Now, you mentioned Molitva Mi, which means prayers in Macedonian.
Yes.
Obviously, this holds a special place in your heart.
Yes, it does. It has. Molitva Mi is actually Old Slavic, from the Old Slavic language comes. But yes, it is used in a liturgy as an expression. The composer Gotze Kolarovsky, he's not with us anymore, unfortunately. He passed away very young, but he had written a lot of pieces in his life, and when I was a student at the faculty, he was my assistant professor in that period. That was his beginnings of his university career, and I performed some pieces from him, and this is another one that I thought it's gonna be beautiful to start the season with.
And then you follow with the Debussy, and then that Weber clarinet concerto, which we heard, and you have a very special soloist who is your principal clarinet.
Yes, yeah, that's it's kind of a tradition with our orchestra. We have guest soloists from other parts of Ontario, but predominantly I want to give the opportunity to our best musicians in the orchestra to perform solo. So this time Heidi is performing with us this beautiful and very demanding clarinet concerto. Later in the season, our concertmaster with the principal of the second violins will also perform a double Bach concerto, David McFadden and Valerie Salander. And so that's something we do. We want to expose our best musicians to the public and...
Well, the Huronia Symphony is a community orchestra, which you have, 55 or so members?
We are around 55, depending on the piece, 55, 65, depending how many extras we have to hire or call or invite.
And the section leaders are professionals. They rehearse with their particular sections.
Groups. Yes, they help them prepare themselves, prepare the parts, which as you can notice from this program or from the season, they're fairly demanding. We're trying to, and I'm trying when I choose the program to the pieces to be at the peak of the ability of the orchestra always, so that the audience can enjoy the great pieces that are written in the history, and also the orchestra can enjoy while playing the pieces, not be frustrated, and you know.
Well, this first concert, October 27th, coming home, is going to wrap up with one of my favorite compositions, which is the Symphony No. 4 by Robert Schumann.
Yes, it happens to be mine too, one of those symphonies, especially the parts of that symphony remind me of my childhood. It was the third movement was part of the radio station that used as a music to start a program, and it just stayed in my head like a memory there. And I always wanted to perform this piece, especially for that movement. It just stuck there, right?
Yeah.
And so, but the whole symphony is just amazingly a typical lush symphonic Viennese symphonic music. And I just love that.
I call those kinds of musical memories earworms.
Yes.
Because, you know, after the concert, you'll start with that movement of the Schumann Symphony No. 4, and you'll keep humming it over, and you can't get it out of your head.
Exactly. That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with
that.
That's
right.
Well, after October 27th, and that program is coming home, you go into December for your annual Christmas Celebrate.
Yes, yes. We're gonna perform some pieces that have a touch of Christmas and have the feeling of it, and of course, always the Christmas classical and sing-alongs. We have that always.
You gotta have a sing-along when you have a Christmas concert.
Absolutely.
The Festive Overture by Shostakovich, Mozart's Sleigh Ride, Skater's Waltz, Charlie Brown Christmas, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. That'll be a great program. And December 15th, put that one on your calendar right now. Both the opening concert, October 27th and December 15th, are matinees at Collier Street United Church, 3:30 p.m. start. Same story with February 9th, Beethoven Lives Upstairs.
Yes, I had this idea to do this piece. I know that Toronto Symphony is doing it almost every year now, and I think that it is a great thing to do because first it will mark the anniversary of the 250 years of Beethoven's birth, and also it's a great opportunity to actually present to the audience who Beethoven was. Because he was not an old grumpy man. He was a person with big heart. And this is very important to explain to people to know that.
The premise of Beethoven Lives Upstairs, it's a young boy and his uncle.
Yes.
And they have this eccentric gentleman living upstairs who writes this wonderful music.
Yeah, that was the feeling that in that time people around him had about him. But of course, I like to think that he was ahead of time, and his eccentricity actually was a reason that we enjoy his music today. He was advanced in his thinking and composing and everything, and he had this idea of brotherhood of mankind of people. In his time, when nobody was thinking about that,
mm-hmm.
Of course, that's one very expensive project, by the way. And when I gave this idea, I personally thought that it's not going to happen because it requires a lot of money to finance that. But the board of directors of Huronia Symphony did their amazing job finding finances to be able to perform this piece.
Well, you're also involving the youth flower program. You've got a soloist, a young man playing violin.
Yes, because it's a family concert, I thought that it would be a great opportunity for a young violinist to go and play. And Lucas is part of a first violin section. Mm-hmm. He already plays with us, and his career will be in music. So I thought that why not show young people how it looks like when you work hard on your instrument, you work hard on music, and then that's what you can get. That's
you showcase
you can achieve.
It.
Yes.
February 9th, Beethoven Lives Upstairs. March 29th, a program called Luminaries.
Yes.
Got some Haydn, Bach.
Yeah. I thought that those composers that we have chosen, I wanted to present are staples of music. We call Bach father of music. We call Haydn father of sonata form. We have Beethoven of the giant in music. They all have this kind of titles that we have given them because of how they deserve them, right? Because they really deserve those. And those pieces are significant in the music literature. And I wanted to make a presentation of to the audience to learn about those composers even more, even though I'm sure they know some.
Amazing music on that program. May the 9th is last night of the proms. That's an evening performance at Collier Street United Church, 7 p.m. And we go over Rome, Gilbert and Sullivan, Elgar, Jerusalem, Rule Britannia. If you've ever been to proms, you know the idea.
Yes, it's a big happening in United Kingdom, in London, in Royal Albert Hall. They do this huge celebration at the end of the series of concerts during the season. And the situation there is different than here. Of course, they have this beautiful Royal Albert Hall that gets 4,000, 5,000 people. We don't have that in Barrie, but we have Collier United Church where we can actually gather many people. And this concert is in collaboration with King Edward Choir. So they're joining us, and a choir on which I'm also a music director. And they were interested in having a collaboration, getting together and sing together all those well, let's say, very popular pieces that are performed at this kind of concert.
Five great concerts coming up with the Euronia Symphony Orchestra. Oliver Balaberski is the artistic director and conductor. Thanks for your visit here today. And I'll tell people that if they go to your website, they can get full details on all of these performances and find out how they can get tickets.
Thank you very much, Bill. You're always very, very kind to me.
HuroniaSymphony.ca is that website. That's www.HuroniaSymphony.ca. And since the last night of the proms is the final concerto, we'll take you out with the Pomp and Circumstance March by Sir Edward Elgar.